News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
8:41 is the time on News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Jonathan Healy. A flotilla carrying activists, including Greta Thunberg, is expected to reach Gaza this weekend to break Israel's naval blockade. Reva Viar is one of the people on board the Madlen Gaza flotilla. He's with us now, joining us from the ocean. Reva, where are you at the moment?
Well, now we are very close to Crete, we will need. We still have about 500 miles, nautical miles, left to reach Gaza.
What has the experience been like so far amongst all of the people who were on board the different vessels?
Well, to be honest, I was expecting something really much harder in the human dimension, because we are 12 people on a 18 meters boat, and I did experience a few trips, but this is probably the easiest about the crew, I mean, till now. So I'm really very happy and proud of the crew we have.
You're happy now, but unfortunately for you, you are going to reach a point where you can go no further, which is when you meet the Israeli naval blockade. What do you anticipate is going to happen?
Well, we didn't anticipate many scenarios. The first one, of course, is to reach Gaza. That is our aim. That is our goal. This is why we are on the sea now. But oh, yeah, of course, Israel is upset with this situation and, as usual, wants to be above the law. But I have to say again that what we are doing today, what we are doing now, is legal, is needed. And should not be needed, by the way. But this is because of Israel. So it is important to remind people that this is a very legal trip that we are doing now. And
but if they do not let you pass, yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, we will still go ahead, as it's expected to do, because we are, of course, this is a very symbolic aid that we are bringing. But if we listen to the terrorists and go back home, then who makes the laws? We cannot admit, support, accept that Israel would tell us what to do, because it's not their water. Actually, we're in international waters. Then we will be in Palestinian waters. So there is no reason why we would be stopped on this mission.
Can I clarify? You said the word terrorists.
Of course.
Are you referring to Israel there?
I'm not speaking about Israel. I'm speaking about Benjamin Netanyahu. And I do believe that
an you may not like it, Reva, but he is the elected leader of Israel.
Yeah, but it's not because you have been elected that then you cannot make mistakes. And he made a lot of mistakes that actually are judged as war crimes by the International Court of Justice. So if justice is something that is important, then I think we should consider their impunity and not accept it anymore. So we are on the right way. We are reaching. We are aiming at reaching Gaza, and there is no reason of stopping us by any way.
It does sound like you are hoping to provoke some form of interaction with the Israeli Navy. Most likely, a confrontation.
No, we are not into confrontation. We are not non-violent. We are peaceful, mindful, loveful. I don't know what else to say, but souls. And this is only about peace, about love, and about justice. So then we are not doing anything to confrontate Israel. We would like them to carry on what they do in Israel if they are doing good things, but they have no reason why they have no reason of doing anything in Palestine. This is not their land. So There's a huge majority of states that did recognize Palestine as a state. So will be France soon. Okay. It's on the way too. These waters will be and should be and are now till, okay. till now are still Palestinian. So we there's no reason of being in contact with Israel.
Okay. Reva Viar, who is on board that flotilla, thank you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.